the road.
Yes, ma'am. Or if I did it yesterday, I'd say yesterday, off the road.
Well, now, I tell you an old expression of the colored folks. They toted it.
Toted it.
But the more up-to-date ones would say I dragged it across. They couldn't carry it across.
Yes, ma'am.
I dragged it across, or I, that's about moved it.
Yes, ma'am.
They could use that term, but that wouldn't be expressing the actual labor in it.
Yes, ma'am.
Dragging it would be more like you had to push it yourself. You know what I mean, with manpower from yourself, not from any other, what's these things? They can take and throw, and it puts a dent in, you know. They used it, I told you, for putting logs together. Well, of course, they do chain them together.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know. That doesn't come to mind right now.
Oh. We said, we talked about that yesterday or the day before. I said, you know, they chain the logs together.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this dog chain, they call that, I think. Dog chained them together.
I see.
And this thing has got a sharp point on it. See, and it kind of catches in it. What word I use? Of course, it dents a hole big enough with this edge of it for it to hold it.
Yes, ma'am.
Won't come out until you pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you pull it towards you this way, the tighter it gets.
You mentioned plowing yesterday. Do you know any names for different kinds of plows? You ever heard of any different types? Like the kind they might use to break up the ground with first?
No, I don't think I'm familiar with that.
You ever heard of anything like a double shovel or a middle buster or a disc or something like that?
Well, yes, but I haven't heard that used in connection with plowing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. I'm not familiar with it, but I have never heard it.
All right. Do you happen to know what a farmer would use after he got through plowing to break up the ground even finer?
Shovel or a fork. Sometimes they have these great big forks, you know, and they'll dig down and throw the fork, one fork pull after the other. Well, of course, that goes through the fork.
Yes, ma'am.
So they have to have a shovel or a hole that they can mix it up, in other words, break it down.
Yes, ma'am. You ever heard of anything similar to a plow that might be hitched up to a tractor or animals that might break it up very fine?
Well, I think there's a tiller, isn't there?
Tiller?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a harrow?
Yeah. That's a thing that has a handle to it. And it comes in a point like this. And see the handle to the side of it.
What's that?
These glasses, see?
Oh.
This would be the tiller, and the hands come out this way, and they push it this way. This end is kind of, I think, pointed, so that it will level off the dirt.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, that's as far as I know that.
Tiller and harrow are pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see.